Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Good morning. It's half term for lots of kids this week, and we've been having a bit of a moan about half term this morning. Because, you know, for a parent, half term's a pain, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the kids have only been back at school a few weeks since Christmas, and now you've got to take another week.
Exhausting.
You've got to get all the childcare sorted out. If you think about going away on holiday for a week, it's going to cost you a fortune because the prices go right up at half term.
Yeah, but if you arrange for clubs and things like that, that also costs a fortune, but at least you know that they're entertained.
That's true. So we're thinking about starting a petition to ban half term. So kids, you're going to hate us for this. I'm really sorry. But parents, you know, it's time we did something for ourselves for once, right? let's take a call. Fourth One, hi, who's this?
Hello, my name's Alison.
Hello, Alison, you parent?
I am.
Okay, what you got?
I've got a boy and a girl. They're 9 and 8.
Okay, so half term.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think it's all right. Mm. It's a bit inconvenient childcare-wise and juggling time off work, but I feel really sorry for the teachers if they don't get a break because I've helped out in the school classroom and I had a classroom of lively 30 children. It's a huge handful. So,
Alison, when did the kids go back after Christmas? What was the date? Was it the 5th of January?
I think it was.
Okay,
yes.
That's only 6 weeks ago.
I know.
Mm.
It's come round very quickly.
The teachers don't need a holiday yet, Alison.
Oh. Try working in a primary school and you might feel differently.
Yeah, but you know, everybody's got a job and everybody's got different pressures and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, sure.
They finish work at 3 o'clock every day, Alison.
3:30.
Although, to be fair, Alison, I finish at 10 every day and I feel as though I'm working with children. I really do need a break.
Okay, so you think it's more for the teachers than the kids?
I think so, yeah.
All right, I hear you, Alison. Thanks for phoning.
No worries, thank you.
Have
Bye.
A good day, bye-bye. Boogie in the morning, hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jeanette. Anderson.
Where are you, Jeanette?
I'm in Dunfermline.
All right, Jeanette, what are your thoughts on half-term?
I think you should just mind your own business because I'm a school dinner lady and I get that time off too. You know, come on.
Okay.
We've got a lot of holidays that work real hard.
Yeah, no, I agree, and you do work hard, but you did
we've got
3 weeks off about a month ago.
I know, but we've just got free primary 1, 2 and 3s for school meals, so wow, our meal numbers went up, so we deserve half term.
I do love dinner ladies. Dinner ladies are awesome. What's the name of the dinner lady in The Simpsons? Dinner Lady Doris. She's brilliant, isn't she? So you're quite happy for half term because it means you get a week off?
Yeah, well, we just get the 3 days off and we're back now Monday. We went back. We were last week. Yeah.
So you don't want us to ban half term?
No, not at all.
All right.
Not
at all. Well, thanks for phoning, Jeanette.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Sharon, what are your thoughts on half term? Should we ban it?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I used to work in a primary school, so I know exactly what it's like, and the teachers do need a break.
Yeah. What do you do now? Are you still a teacher?
No, I was a classroom assistant.
Ah. A classroom assistant?
Yes.
I think I could manage that. Because I finish here at 10 o'clock, I could be at the school at 8:30 and do a day in school, see what it's like.
You might learn something.
Yes, that's true, you might.
Have you noticed there is something about this, that everybody who's opposing the idea is a teacher or a dinner lady?
Yes. You must be able to sympathise then.
Yeah, but you know, nobody's phoned up who has kids at school. And they're, I don't know, maybe they work in an office and they say, oh yeah, it's a great idea because I love organising childcare. Nobody said that yet.
No, that's true, I haven't. I'm listening intently.
All right, you have a great day.
Thanks, Boogie.
See ya.
Bye.
Boogie in the morning, hello.
Good morning, Boogie. I'm a dad and a stepdad, and I think we should prepare them for later in life. They should apply for 28 days off a year, the same way as we've got to, and give them nothing else.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So kids should get 28 days a year, and that's it. And it should be up to them to decide when they want to take them.
Yes, just the same as you and me.
See, I like
a spot
this.
A tough love. I like that.
I like, because you've got, I mean, the thing is, when they come out of school, they have to realise you don't get like 15 weeks holiday a year, do you?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something else here that falls flat in its face on a slightly more serious note. Some of my pals stay up in Kipmutin. Primary school kids get West Lothian holidays, and the secondary school kids, because they go to Balerno, get Edinburgh holidays. Families kind of plan for it.
Yeah, so sometimes the kids are off at different times then.
Yeah, they're off at different times because I'm different educational areas,
yeah.
Different council areas. So, 28 days, I'm sticking by it and I think they should bring it in.
Okay, well, thanks for your comments. Have a great day.
Cheers,
bye, Paul. It would appear that our plan has hit the buffers a little bit, Arlene. And it's purely for the selfish reason that most people are saying that we shouldn't ban half-term because the roads are quieter in the morning.
For the commute.
And people can get to their work quicker.
Yeah.
So that's it. That trumps all the other arguments, yeah, doesn't it?
Graham Burney, for example, on a Facebook page said, I don't have kids at school but travel over the Forth Road Bridge every day. I love the school holidays.
Yeah.
The roads are just so quiet.
Well, there you go. So the selfish argument wins yet again.